Good morning. Welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Jabari Butler, and I'm honored to lead you in this time of prayer. Our scripture today comes from Acts 5, 12 through 16, but I will read and emphasize verses 12 through 14. And it reads, "The apostles performed many signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number." Now, when we set out on our purpose in life, here are a few things to keep in mind. First, it will require bold faith and obedience to God. Now, the apostles did many signs and wonders in that day. Yes, they did, but it was not done without some opposition or resistance to the authorities of that day. Many times they faced persecution and fear. Fear could have gotten them, and likewise, we will face fears of many kinds when we pursue our purpose. And what happens is that when we pursue our purpose, when we pursue our dreams, when we pursue our goals, and we venture out and do things that are different from what others say, or we go out and venture on things that people seem to think are impossible, we have to say, "But God." See, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but He gave us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. The power of God's love overcame the circumstances, and people were healed and set free. Now, the second is that God uses our talents and gifts and abilities to help others. I'll say that again. God uses our talents, gifts, and abilities to help others, not just for us, and not just for us to keep it to ourselves. You see, we live in a very, very selfish world. We live in a me-only, self-centered world where selfies are the norm. And I'm not saying that selfies are bad, but it's not always about us. See, this was about building community. And we are a community of people, and the apostles did the work that benefited the community. Now, my question is this: how many more dreams could be realized if we'd helped each other in community? How many more businesses would still be open if we supported new budding entrepreneurs during their fledgling years, critical years, had we done it in community? How many more people would realize their goals had they been around a community of people who are positive rather than being around people who are negative? You see, we don't want to be around all the negativity. We need to stay positive and help each other up, you see, because those people who want to pull you down, they do exist. But it was once said that some people are like clouds, and when the clouds go away, it's a sunny day. Don't be one of those clouds. And finally, God doesn't only give us what we can do, but God gives us what God can do through us. If God only gave us tasks that we could do, then we would realize only people-sized blessings. When God gives us tasks that only God can do, then likewise, we and others receive God-sized blessings. So if you lift people are praised. But if we lift up God, God is praised. If the focus is on us, then there's no need to focus on God. And when we can say that we did it on our own, that's something that we would do if we lift ourselves up. But the truth is that we could not do things on our own. It comes from God, you see, and we achieve accomplishments, things that we did. Well, God is the one that empowers us to receive those accomplishments. And what happens is that if we forget that God is doing that, how soon we forget that the air I breathe comes from God. The gravity that allows me to stand here comes from God. The things that I have and the abilities that I have, they come from God. Everything comes from God. My identity comes from God. God gave me the business. God gave me the resources. God is the one who gave me the ability to produce wealth. But more importantly, God gives us the Holy Spirit. And when we embrace and understand that truth, the Holy Spirit is who comes in and transforms our lives from the inside out. So if we lift up God, God will draw all people unto God's self. And so we've got to understand that we are here because of the grace and the mercy of Almighty God. And when we understand that, dreams can be realized. People can be set free. Lives can be made whole again, and communities can come together. Let us pray. Great and mighty God, we thank you once again for your word. We thank you for showing us the example of the apostles, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for empowering them to help found this church. We thank you, Lord God, for their example of obedience. We thank you, Lord God, that they went out in bold faith against opposition and fear. And likewise, oh God, you have also given us the ability to be able to do the same and even more. So God, I pray, Lord God, that we will go out to this day, Lord God, being people, oh God, of faith, being people, oh God, who will dream big dreams, being people, oh God, who will embrace, oh God, our purpose, oh God, and destiny, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the resources that you continue to line up, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving us, oh God, tasks that only you can give, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for putting us, oh God, in situations, oh God, that will cause us to grow and to learn and to become better, oh God, than when we started. God, I pray that you would stir up the gift right now in each and every person, oh God, that hears this message, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that you would use us, oh God, to heal folks, oh God, financially, oh God, to heal, Lord God, spiritually, Lord God, to heal, Lord God, emotionally, Lord God. I thank you in Jesus' name, Lord God, for what you're doing in our life, Lord God. So I pray now, right now, Lord God, that we will continue to go forth, Lord God. We will continue to go forth, Lord God, with boldness, with assurance, knowing, Lord God, that you are there and that you hear our prayer, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are blessing us each and every day, Lord God, to make a difference in this world. Help us, Lord God, to be like your son, Jesus the Christ, oh God. Blessing people, oh God. Initiating, oh God. Not waiting, oh God, but to move forward, oh God. And to lend a helping hand, to provide some form of inspiration, Lord God. To perhaps provide a warm embrace, oh God, just to be there as a person who is present, oh God. And allow us, oh God, to continue, oh God, to bless others, oh God, as you have continued to bless us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be long-suffering, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be ones, oh God, who will continue to love on our neighbors, on our family, our friends, oh God. Help us, oh God, to bless all those who we are around as others have blessed us. Lord God, help us, oh God, to pour into others, oh God, as others have poured into us all the same. We thank you, Lord God. We love you, oh God. It's in Jesus' name that we do pray this prayer. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you for joining us. I pray that you will have a blessed and prosperous day. We look forward to having you join us this Sunday for worship, either in person or on our website, rayofhope.org, or go to Facebook as well, or YouTube at 10 a.m. You may also join us here for Wednesday prayer. God bless you.